Well, hello everyone. Welcome to the second phase of our service project in a celebration of the winter solstice. Melena, you're our co-facilitator today. Just really happy to have you co-facilitate.
Yeah, happy to be here. It's going to be a very powerful day.
Well, with that said, if everyone will take a deep breath right now, get very centered in your space, in your sacred heart, breathing in light, breathing out love, breathing in love, breathing out light. Another deep breath. Exhale. Let go of all the thoughts of the morning, the day. Be very present in this moment. We have joined together today in our crucible. So let us file one by one and join great beings of light, all the members of our crucible. They are here to support our service that we give today from our hearts. They are here to witness what is about to occur. So be conscious, aware, and file into our crucible. Okay, Melena, I guess we can get started. I'm sure that all of you got my message about reviewing phase one that we did in two different sessions last year. So we're not going to go into big detail or review about that. As we enter into our mastery, that is left to you to review when necessary so that your energies and your memory codes are stimulated and you can be very present in the moment. So I'm going to turn it over to Melena right now so she can talk to you for a little bit. She has some things to say to set the physical part of what we will be presenting.
Okay. Well, a couple things. And before we really get into our process today, you know, we are entering the time of the winter solstice and the winter season. And in the past years, we've kind of gone into retreat and silent time the first 3 months of the year. And even though we will be beginning our new Ascending Masters of Light program, it's still, we want to remind you, it's still that time to reflect and to go deep within yourself over these next few months, and particularly in these next few weeks until we do gather together in January. So just keep that in mind and prepare yourself in these next few weeks between now and January 9th, to set the energies and to set yourself in a place where you can receive and help create what is yet to come. So I want to remind you kind of where we were last year when we left. When we gathered on 12/31 of last year, we ended with all of us being drawn to the center of the unity template with Yeshua and the Magdalene. And we were drawn there by the platinum rays, which are now radiating to each pillar at the four points of the diamond. And as a reminder, we were instructed to only transmit the fifth dimensional frequencies to humanity. So now it is time to begin the next phase of this multi-stepped service project. But before we really get into it, I have some visual aids for you, kind of to explain what we will be doing later in the process this morning. And that way, once we do get started and you're in your meditative space, you won't have to jump into your rational mind and say, what is she telling us to do? So bear with me here. So I'm going to try to get this on the screen. So we have our pink diamond, okay? And it's later in the program. Let me see if I can stand up so you can see this better. We will be asked to take this pink diamond to the earth. So here's the earth. And we'll bring it over the earth. And then when instructed, you will take that pink diamond and rotate it like so. And then bring it down and set it at the equator. Everybody good with me there? And then we will be directed then to bring the unity template to the earth. And we will do that by bringing it through all the iterations down through the North Pole, through the center of the earth, all the way down, and then anchor it at the South Pole, which we can't see on here very well. But anyway, it's coming through the planet, okay? So that's just to give you an idea of what letting you know what we'll do, so you will don't have to worry about which way I'm telling you to rotate the diamond, okay? Anybody have any questions about that before we move on? Because it's really important that you have that understanding in place, because precision is the word of the day.
I have a question.
All right.
It's a diamond. Does it matter where the points are on the glass?
Don't get in your rational mind about it. Okay. But no, it doesn't, because at this point in time, but you know, just know.
Okay.
Got it.
Yeah. All right.
Do we need to envision the elongated diamond, or is it okay like the shape you just showed us?
Whatever that pink diamond looks like to you and your, you know. To me, it looks pretty much like this. And, you know, of course, it's not a fixed thing. It's something that is energies and light. So it's always is changing and moving, you know, depending on what needs to be done. And as we get these next pieces in place, I think it's going to, there'll be more fluidity to come. But for right now, this is just how it's going to be set, because we are actually going to take the pink diamond to the earth today. And this is a really big deal. Okay, so now, once we start, we're gonna go through each segment to segment without any breaks in between. So make sure you're comfortable. Be sure you have no distractions around you, have what you need. Everybody's muted, I believe. So let's take a breath. I'm just going to briefly mention the aspects of those four light columns. And remember that you chose which one of those light columns to go to last year. So as I'm just briefly just going to say a word or two about each one, let those activate and come into present time. So let's begin with the north column. As a reminder, that was the position of wisdom from source that is anchored through the element of the earth and the white lion into the collective and is overseen by Archangel Uriel. The pillar to the south was in a position of purity and protection, and that is anchored through the element of fire with the white fire dragon and overseen by Archangel Michael. The light column in the east, position of healing of humanity, anchored through the element of air with the white winged ones and is overseen by Archangel Raphael. And in the west, the position of hope and inspiration, anchored through the element of water with the white dolphin and whale and is overseen by Archangel Gabriel. So allow those codes to to activate within you and be in present time, because you will be working with these throughout the day. So everyone take a breath. Be in your center. And let's prepare for Joan to come in.
Opening meditation is going to be conducted by the four archangels that we are familiar with, that have stood at each pillar with purpose and intention. So take a deep breath and welcome these beautiful angels of light. Greetings. It is Archangel Gabriel, Archangel Michael, Archangel Raphael, and Archangel Uriel. We come to you at this moment in a quadratic configuration, unified not as individuals, but as angelic collective consciousness who have a purpose and an intention throughout this session. So the purpose of us coming in a collective consciousness in a quadratic configuration is to create a refined light environment. We will be with you in this energetic configuration to support you during each phase of this service project, moving forward from this second phase onward. Always creating an environment of refined light and collective consciousness to support whatever phase you will be working with. So now that you are already positioned in your crucible, let us set the energetics within your crucible. These quadratic energies emanate from fifth, sixth, seventh, and eighth dimensional light frequencies, as well as frequencies from the creative realms of the source of your being. They are quite extensive and will be used often by you when and if you decide to join us in the next series of teachings. So take a deep breath and begin to receive these energetic configurations into your sacred heart, into the knowing deep within the recesses of your consciousness, the knowing and remembering of these vast energetic templates. As you receive them, embrace them, they will continue to grow within you, within your consciousness, altering, changing your abilities. To raise your conscious awareness. Another deep breath. feel the beauty and magnitude of these quadratic energies already beginning to integrate within your soul spirit as it presents itself at this time in earthly time. Feel it integrating in your body. So your body consciousness is also raised up to another level and is most willing to follow the consciousness of your soul spirit in this service that you now perform. Sit for a moment longer. Very present in the moment, alert, we now present to you Lord Metatron. Greetings, beloveds. It is I, Metatron. I come to you today not as an individual, Lord of Light, but in a quadratic configuration of myself, Lord Melchizedek, Archangel Uriel, and the White Brotherhood. We come also in this quadratic configuration to amplify the energetics within your environment, within your bodies, and within your consciousness. So the first thing we would like to discuss with you is the purpose. So you fully understand the purpose of these quadratic energetics. The purpose of these beautiful light energies is to create a refined light environment. We will be with you in this energetic configuration to support you during each phase of this service project, as will the archangels. These quadratic configurations are just that. It's a refined configuration of energetics of the fifth, sixth, seventh, and eighth dimensional sequences. It is sustained by mathematical equations that support it and help bring these energetics into matter through the platonic solid of the cube and the octahedron. These energetics bring a symmetry of refined light energies within certain dimensional sequences. You, as masters, bring electromagnetic fields of matter as well as an equilibrium to the fifth, sixth, and seventh dimensions through the light templates of those dimensions that you have integrated into your physical body's complexity. So as you integrate these quadratic configurations more fully into your bodies, you will find them very useful in recouping some of those memory codes we have talked to you about repeatedly. So it's important that you not get too involved in your rational mind in what those equations are or what the scientific community has to say about them, because they are much more than that. Now take a deep breath. Be very present and alert. Now, I would like to focus on the energetics that you chose. This is really important that you understand. You did not choose those points within the diamond in last session, in the last phase of this project. You chose that, those points, with the archangel that oversees those energetics. You chose them for a number of reasons, but most importantly, you chose them because they represent your master codes, where you can be most valuable in transmitting your energetic master codes to help the earth and humanity recoup their original state of Christ consciousness. So you are needed in those points to hold those energetics and your purpose in those points, just as the archangel that oversees them. It is also dependent on what your prime directive is and how you will be exemplifying that in that position. That position as we move forward, that position in each phase of this project. This phase is a most important phase to set these energetics within the consciousness of Earth. These energetics are an integral part of raising the consciousness of a planet who has been in a dense state of consciousness for millenniums. So along with that quadratic energetic, the master codes that you carry and your prime directive, if you chose the south point with Archangel Michael, you did so for purpose and intention to add to what? Fire dragons bring, what the elements bring. You as the human bring a most valuable equilibrium and state of matter, because Earth is one of the few physical planets of Christ consciousness. And it has a great service that it performs for all planetary systems and galaxies that have any form whatsoever. So if you chose the East Gabriel, you carry the codes of inspiration and awareness. You carry a prime directive that will help you perform your duty at this point. If you chose the North with Archangel Uriel, you have knowledge, master codes of knowledge to share. If you chose the West with Archangel Raphael, you possess great healing abilities to alter the frequencies and bring them into alignment, into coherence, into equilibrium, into a state where the individual heals. So you have purpose here in each of those points. And as you are drawn into the center of the pink diamond, you bring those codes, those master imprints, those prime directives, your physical expression as a divine being of light into that center with Yeshua and Mary Magdalene. And bring in that love and unity template that is so missing in the consciousness of Earth and humanity at this time. So as each one of you have been present in this last year, integrating the energetics of this template and also transmitting the element of love and unity throughout humanity, we call on you again as that master in a body to perform the next phase of the Sooth. And that phase will be to accelerate very slowly the pink diamond, the rotation of that pink diamond. So this is the duty at hand. Not only do you increase the rotation of the pink diamond, the basic cue, well, it will enable the basic cue to increase its rotation and its ability to use the light codes that you are presenting in the creation of matter. It takes an accelerated rotation to move on to the next phase of this project, because the energetics are required to amplify, to be amplified. And this is what this rotation, this new rotation will, the position it will perform. So do not follow our directions. This is all about precision here. And do not go above the desired rotation. We are still very concerned about the welfare of humans who still play in third and fourth dimension. We do not want to interrupt the neurology of their brain or their body. We do not want to cause undue stress on Mother Earth, who is at this time in stress already. So our gift, your gift to the planet, are these codes and these rotations in precision that will be helpful but not destructive. So take a deep breath. Be very present in the moment. Your sacred heart filled with these quadratic light frequencies, filled with the light Jura. First, we will put in play a new rotation in the pink diamond. In the first phase, we had you move in a clockwise rotation, that pink diamond, very, very slowly, rotating, transmitting the frequencies. So as you are aware and you visualize, you are purposeful in that rotation as it moves continually, very slowly. Now, direct this rotation to increase by 10%. No more. Specifically, a 10% increase in rotation. See the magnificent light that is increased simply by that 10% as it moves clockwise. Continually, ever moving, ever emitting the frequencies of light that are needed for upliftment of humanity. Now, as you begin to rotate the basic cube, as you stand in your four pillars, as well as are united in the unity and light template. Continually spin this base cube in a counterclockwise way. As it spins and it spins in a counterclockwise rotation. Notice how quickly it begins to take on that 10% increase that you just activated. Pink diamond. Following the exact precise rotation in a counterclockwise position. Spinning, spinning. This will continue for several months of your time to allow humanity to acclimatize to this rotation and this energetic activation, as will the earth. As you learned in the first phase, it took a full year for that phase to be fully integrated. As this will occur with this also. Continue to participate in this rotation. Transmitting the element of love, unity, transmitting the energetics that are needed for change, spinning and spinning. Leave that. Now, it will operate as it was intended and instructed by the energetics that you and all in this crucible gave it. There is nothing more that you need to do. Set the energetics precisely. They have followed. Now, before we move forward in this service, I want you to be aware of something. You have just performed a great act of kindness coming from your master. You gifted humanity with a dimensional frequency, an energetic of Christ consciousness that they did not have, gifted the earth with this. You created a bridge within the third and fourth dimension for beings who come after you, who play in that venue. So this configuration, pink diamond, and the base cube operating in counter-rotating fields at that 10% increase in rotation will be left in that third and fourth dimension as a fifth dimensional bridge to be used at the proper time when individuals and the Earth are ready to enter a new dimensional sequence. This is an unbelievable gift that you in your mastery have given to humanity and the Earth. So we will leave that geometric progression as a bridge for those who come after. Make it easier. There is an ease in that bridge to enter fifth dimension. They will not have to struggle as you did to achieve a fifth dimension. Take a deep breath and let this sink into your consciousness, beloveds. You are masters of not an ego terminology at all. It is knowing who you are as a divine being of light. Another deep breath. Present, alert in this moment. We will now turn this phase of service over to Yeshua and Magda.
Beloved ones, we are the Magdalene and Yeshua coming forth in a merged, unified configuration. Before we begin the next iteration of this project, allow your unified field to fill with light and increase its vibration with the 130% spin of your Merkaba. Place your attention now in your multifaceted, multidimensional magenta diamond, which holds all the refined frequencies of the 12th dimensional color codes and the 12th dimensional blueprints that your community has retrieved. Join us in the center of your magenta diamond, standing with us in the radiating template of unity and love that we brought in last year. As we begin the process to create the next phase of service, understand that you will be operating from the higher iteration and refined frequencies of your magenta diamond. This will provide an opportunity for you to consciously experience yourself operating in multiple dimensional expressions as we create together. So take a breath. With your intention, allow the maximum that you can hold of the refined frequencies of this template of unity and love to permeate your entire unified field. Allow your master codes to amplify to the fullest that is possible for you at this time. Breathe in all these frequencies, expanding your light quotient even more. Set your collective intention to bring the purest expression of these refined frequencies along with your prime directive in service to the earth, humanity, and your own ascension into this next iteration that we will create together today. From where you are in your magenta diamond, direct your focus into the creative space of the fifth, sixth, and seventh dimensional realm, taking with you the full expression of the light pillar and all the refined coatings that you hold. As you project into the fifth, sixth, and seventh dimensional creative realm, you will find Archangels Michael, Gabriel, Uriel, and Raphael already there in the quadratic formation of the diamond. Join them at the respective direction which they hold and the position of the light pillar that you chose. Now, standing firmly in your mastery and in unison with the four archangelics, begin to draw to you from your multifaceted magenta diamond another iteration of the pink diamond. We will assist by projecting it in a holographic form as it is stepped down. Observe how it begins to appear in the ethers of this creative space. With all the magnetic coatings that you possess fully activated, draw it in and to you. Continue to hold the intention and space for this to be created in the purest state possible. Allow it to continue to come fully into this fifth, sixth, and seventh dimensional creative space. At this moment, it is not active. Continue to breathe as you hold your focus and radiate the brilliance that you are into this creation. Now, while we allow for the emergence to complete, let us take you back to 2016 when the seeding of the divine image began. If you were present at that time, you may remember that you began creating what was referred to as the new fifth, sixth, and seventh dimensional electromagnetic grid for the planet. At that time, we could only bring forth basic information, as you had just begun and many, many components were yet to be put in place. There is an entire segment of teachings that will come in later, likely in the next year of your time, with much more information about what has actually transpired since 2016 in regard to this grid. For our purposes today, so we can put this diamond iteration in place, we will focus only on the segment of the grid that emanates at the equator. The archangels have indicated that all is complete. This diamond configuration that you have assisted in creating and bringing forth for the Earth will now be referred to as the new Earth Diamond. From your respective points on the diamond, and with the four archangelics, activate your pillars of light in this newly configured Earth Diamond. Visualize in front of you the Earth in all its beauty and glory. As demonstrated earlier, working in unison with the four archangels, slowly and with great precision and care, see that diamond over the Earth. And now rotate the diamond so it sits above the Earth, much like a halo. Maintaining the balance, take this diamond creation to the Earth, bringing it over the planet and placing it at the equator, where you will be assisted by the 4 12th dimensional elemental beings and locking the four columns of light into the grid. Keep it stable as it settles. Now take a deep breath. Remaining where you are in the four columns, prepare for the next step. Reset your focus as the template of unity and love is brought into the Earth. This is a massive undertaking, beloveds, and requires absolute precision. This will be one of the most important and most tedious processes you have ever been involved with. We say this to impress upon you just how important and significant what you are about to do is. Every precaution and detail available has been integrated into the planning and the implementing of this process. It is imperative that you, with the assistance of the archangels and other beings of light, hold this earth diamond stably and in balance as we move into this next step. Gather to assist us and witness what is about to occur are a multitude of master-like beings of light from many realms who are and have been in service to the earth, some for millennia. The inner earth beings have also been working and preparing for this day. They will assist us in bringing this template through the earth with the greatest of precision and care. And you know them well. The luminaries, the Andarians, the Lemurians, the Telosians, and other inner earth communities you have yet to meet. In our unified expression as the Magdalene and Yeshua, and as part of the matrix of this unity template, with you and all the gathered beings of light in place, we will begin bringing the template of unity and love into the planet. With the unity template in place above the earth, we will very slowly enter the earth at the North Pole. Slowly and gently, we descend deeper. Continue going deeper. As we near the center of the earth, we will now begin the descent into the crystalline core. Gently and very slowly, passing through all layers. Constant adjustments are being made as we go. We will continue passing into the southern area of inner earth. Slowly continue to the south pole, where the template will be anchored in place. Pause a moment as the earth continues to receive the unity template and begins the process to acclimate and stabilize this massive energetic template. Now return your attention to the earth diamond. Let's begin a very slow activation of the diamond at only the fifth dimensional frequency by allowing the fifth dimensional aspects of your white column to begin to flow through the earth, through the earth diamond, from column to column. Continue maintaining the balance and equilibrium. We will now activate the Unity template at, again, a very slow fifth dimensional frequency, beginning at the west and the east columns. Allow the magnetics in your light column begin to draw through the magnetic field at the equator from the Unity template, the light frequencies of unity and love. Now the north and the south columns. Allow the magnetics in your light column begin to draw the light frequencies of unity and love from the unity template through the magnetic field at the equator. You might be able to feel the shift as these refined frequencies come into your light column. All the master beings who have joined in this service project will remain and continue to watch over and monitor these new frequencies that you have co-created and brought to the earth. You have been beyond masterful in this co-creative project today. And we thank you for your love and service to the earth. Remain where you are, and we will turn this over to Metatron. Blessings, beloveds.
As you sit in the illustrious energies of your master, recognize you have done service to the earth. We will not expand upon what you have done with us in this crucible. These energetics need no attention. They are overseen by the archangels, the illustrious light beings of your crucible. So we ask that you remove any attention points so as not to disturb the massive integrations that must occur. They take many months so that slowly and precisely they are integrated with ease and magnificence in the intention that you have given them. There's nothing for you to do. Yeshua, Magdalena, will oversee this integration. Understand what you have just created is a massive undertaking, energetically as well as conceptually. It's important for you to recognize that it wouldn't take much at this particular time sequence for it to be disturbed. So that is why I want no interference in this integration. You've done your duty. And you have done it well. But so many in the cosmic realms are grateful. We are in gratitude for you using your body as your energies to perform this phase of change. So with that, sit in the awareness of the energies you will be gifted with in the next month, the quadratic light frequencies that will bring you into a new dimension of consciousness. Your body will begin to change and resonate with those changes. So with that, blessings. There is nothing more for us to say. Thank you for joining. As you celebrate Christmas, those of you who do, you do so in a different state of consciousness this year. After your celebration, we really encourage you to go into the silence, especially if you are going to continue with us in the new ascension phase. So take a couple of weeks to reflect on what has just occurred. Take a couple of weeks to integrate these quadratic light frequencies for yourself. Have a blessed holiday.